The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a big good shout out here at 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. on a Thursday morning, Carol in Binghamton, New York. So glad you could join us. You found us again. Some people thought we were lost, but now we're found. Was blind, but now I see. Yeah, half the, you know, our show, this is the one thing about our show that's different from other people. We're all awake. We do see. We see what's going on. We really see what's going on. And we thank so much to Gregory Wrightstone. Boy, was that an eye-opener that generated some phone traffic yesterday before the show was over. I'll tell you something. There's some real serious stuff going on in Maui. Keep your eyes on that because they could be using that as a test pattern for the rest of the United States. You watch. Now they're having problems with the water over there. The potable, the allegedly potable water that the government supposedly trucked in is making people sick. They've got chills, fever, diarrhea, vomiting off the water that the government brought in. See, this should teach you something. What it should teach you is not to depend on your government to save you. Because your government wants you dead. I know that's a reach, isn't it? Well, do we have evidence to the contrary? Well, we've got four doctors and a nurse coming on the show today. You want to talk about hitting you with both barrels? These are people that understand we have been hit with a bioweapon. And if you don't think we have, you are sadly mistaken. I don't want to ever have to come out and tell people they have been duped. But see, here's the problem I have, and you got to look at like Maui, for example. Their emergency management chief yesterday defended his agency's decision not to turn all the 80 sirens on the island of Maui during the wildfire. Why not? Might have saved lives. Can't do that. That'd ruin the impact. Everybody would have a chance to fight the fire. No, can't have that. Got to kill as many people as possible. I mean, they've already unleashed a bioweapon. We've already trashed the town. What are they going to do? Turn it into a 15-minute city? Or we'll rebuild. See, and this is the narrative. Somebody came out yesterday. It was in the news reports, and I don't remember who said it, but yes, we saw where the fire started. You did. Where did you see the fire start? Did you actually see the fire start? Because somebody was saying they actually saw the fire start. Yeah. If you didn't, well, who set the fire? Was it directed energy weapons like a lot of us suspect? There is still that puzzling piece of the puzzle that's out there floating in the water. And it's a boat that's probably about 200 feet offshore and it's burned to a crisp. How does fire? Oh, well, it was a 400 mile an hour wind. No. Now, Hurricane Dora, you know, Gregory Wrightstone yesterday on the show already told you that that hurricane was so far out, there's no way it whipped up anything. Now, there's some weird stuff going on here, folks, that they're not wanting to talk about. And instead, we have this fluff narrative that, of course, every time something happens, false flag attack or otherwise, they put out a narrative and they expect everybody to believe it. Because it was generated by the government and the mainstream media. just like the disease that left Wuhan. And everybody said, well, it was created in Wuhan. No, it wasn't. It was created in the United States of America at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. So, you know, you people think that the ones out there that have been duped, yes, you need multiple boosters. Take more boosters. Yeah, that'll do you a lot of good, won't it? We got all sorts of people dropping dead of heart attacks, athletes. Another one just died, a swimmer in Australia, just died, 42 years old, dropped dead. My goodness. And all they can say is, oh, the poor thing. Yeah. What do you want to make a bet she got the shot? She was in Australia or in England. Bet you she took it. Bet you she bought into every bit of gobbledygook crap that the government dished out and bought into it hook, line, and sinker like so many Americans and so many people around the world did. They believed their government, and they ran out and got exactly what the government wanted them to get, which was a jab, the actual bioweapon itself. Nah. So we're going to be having some interesting guests this morning, Dr. Janice Schmidt, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Edward Group, and Priscilla Romans. Now, we've had her on the show a few times before. She's a registered nurse with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing and a Master's of Science in Nursing. She's the one that was talking all about Graith care. If you ever, I mean, this is never going to leave my head, folks. I'm sorry. I've been there. I've been on the front line. I've seen it. And when you see this up close and personal and you see how these people are and what they do, you come to appreciate it. Well, they've got this little thing called Healing for the Ages, September 8th and 9th in Dallas. And we're going to be talking to them about what you're going to learn. And if you can't attend, well, they're going to be streaming it so you can watch it. And of course, all of this brought to you by the Power Hour, which is now on Substack. And of course, your donations are appreciated because that's what keeps us on the air. Our Ritual D-Lo habitual donors have put together $655 for the month of July. We don't have anything in August so far. And we need about $3,000 a month toward paying broadcasting bills here. So you can see why we're in such a frenzy to get people to go shop at the Power Mall, which, by the way, opens at 8 a.m. Central Time. We are in Central, for those of you who are listening to the show right now. And we're also on Substack, for those of you who want to look at free and paid content. The paid content is our classic Joyce Riley interviews. And, of course, because that takes so long to produce and create that kind of content, we are only offering the Joyce Riley interviews to paid subscribers, and that helps to pay the broadcasting fees to keep the Power Hour on the air. That's thepowerhour.substack.com. And, of course, if you're listening to us on 631, that's 631-359-8232, you are listening to us on the correct channel. The correct telephone number, which we own and control. That's, you're listening to the right one. Don't have to worry about getting a phone bill that's astronomical. It's like, what? Yeah, well, you listen 2 hours a day and we figured it out what you were doing. And so we're going to send you a bill for it. Huh. We've had a few complaints like that. Now, since we're all about solutions, understand how this works. One, you got to set goals. This year, you got to plant a garden somehow. I know winter crops, get ready for the fall. There is fall planting. There are certain crops you can grow in the fall. Your mission is to find out what they are and how to grow them. Because you need to become more self-reliant, like Mr. Wrightstone said yesterday, because I asked him right at the end of the show, Greg, tell me something. How? Because everybody's going to want to know, how do we overcome this? Become self-reliant. First thing out of his mouth. How many times have you heard that on this show? Don't depend on your government. See, then you end up like people in Maui that turn out to be refugees. And you got to understand something about the state of Hawaii. They're the number one welfare state in the United States of America. Everybody there is A, entitled, B, expecting the government to give them everything they want when they want it. And every time there's a disaster, they turn to the government for handouts. Oh, they're getting handouts, all right. Now they're getting sick because of the potable water they brought in. See, this has to stop. This is why Gregory Wrightstone said on the show yesterday that it's all about self-sustaining, figuring out a way to do your own thing, grow your own food, raise your own beef, collectively work as a community. If you can't raise your own beef, then get together and co-op with people who can and buy a side of beef and put it in the freezer and figure out a way to get solar on your house. That's why we got Lion Energy out there. That's why they have financing for that. And for those of you who have a problem with growing food because you think you don't have a green thumb, powerhourfood.com, and you can register for a free webinar with Marjorie Wildcraft to learn how to grow food in a grid-down situation. Like I said, we're all about solutions here. I don't care if you just can't, you know, I can't get out of my wheelchair. Believe it or not, you can do things in a wheelchair, like sprout seeds. There's all sorts of stuff you can do. Do you have access to a telephone? You can pick it up and set yourself up a network of people that want to get together and think like-minded like you and have little meetings. Yeah. Yeah. You got to stay off the internet if you're going to do these kinds of meetings. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about getting together face to face with no phones in the room and having a conversation about how you're going to exist as a community if the proverbial ca-ca hits the fan. And also, there's another way to listen to the Power Hour, and that's with RickSatelliteUSA.com. $269, which includes shipping, gets you this nice giant satellite dish. Now, it's not really that big. It's not even 36 inches in diameter. And you get to mount it, and he'll help you. Rick Kaler will. He's got a phone number, 816-228-1801, in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, and he will get you that satellite system. And he even likes the fact when people donate, because then, see, we can give them away on the air to people who deserve them. But, of course, you have to write us a letter at the same place you send donations in, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can call Jay at 877-817-9829 and make a donation that way and get more information about it that way. You can use the email support at thepowerhour.com and send us an email telling us why you think you deserve one of these satellite systems, and you might just win one. And you don't have to write 50 pages. No, even just a couple of simple paragraphs will work. If Rick likes it, guess what? Next time he's on the show, we'll give you one. I'm not talking about a black eye. I'm talking about a satellite system. Come on. I know we just want to go. We don't want to go pick a fight with our neighbor. I know sometimes we feel like we need to get it out. Got so much of this loose energy pent up in us thinking about all of the end times and all of the things that are going to happen and the signs and the wonders. And no. Bible says we got to have hope. So by gosh, by golly, we're going to have hope. Oh, my. You know, for those of you, this is one of the reasons why we try to be at least have a modicum of entertainment. We have to, because everybody else that's on the air is screaming bloody murder, pointing fingers at each other. And I mean, this is what, you know, anytime you hear, I mean, I was listening to Bongino yesterday on the local networks, and it's just like, wow. See, even it doesn't matter whether they work for Fox News or not. Everybody's pointing fingers at everybody else. Talking about how the Democrats are going to steal the election. Well, I told you about FirstNet, didn't I? Now we got a solution here. How to figure out how to jam the internet so they can't use it to transmit results. Because if they can transmit results before the votes are actually counted, I'm talking about the legitimate ones. Because Bongino yesterday was talking about they got to get the votes. Doesn't matter how they get it, but they got to get them. They got to get these mail-in ballots. They got to get ballots. They got to get votes in there, because then they got something to count. Whether you go and vote or not, they've got to reach out and at least try to get a ballot somewhere. See, this is how they got it the last time, and nobody wants to talk about it. They all want to sit there and point a finger at us and call us conspiracy theorists 80 million people can't be wrong. All of a sudden, tens of thousands of votes just start showing up all over the country in various places, and we're just supposed to sit back and, oh, whatever. We can't do anything about it. No, yes, you can. You have a local precinct. You can do a lot of things about it. And you can make sure that if the sheriff doesn't prosecute when you see something wrong and you call the sheriff and he goes, eh, fine. Guess what, Mr. Sheriff? You're not going to be a sheriff much longer. We're going to see to it that you're ousted. How about that? You either get your ass down here and fix this damn problem, or we're going to oust you. We're going to show you just how we, the people, react when you don't do your job, which is to uphold the Constitution. You took an oath to protect it. And that means our right to vote, too. So, you know, you want to hear me go off on a rant? I'm better than Bongino, I'm telling you. Because, see, I'm awake. I see what's going on. Yeah, he may have been Secret Service and, you know, during Clinton and all these other eras. But the thing is that there's a lot of things Secret Service, they don't want to tell you. They don't want to tell you the back channel. This is the stuff that we try to find out. By the way, those of you who want to get your health in order, we have this OxyLift BOGO promo going on today through Friday. That's tomorrow, by the way. You buy either an OxyLift or OxySulfur and get one OxyLift for free, limit one per customer. If you place an order online, we're going to manually add the OxyLift to your order. So let's say you want two OxyLifts. You can just buy one OxyLift and we'll add one for free. We also have 10% off iComplex CS, which is why Dr. Rob Abel will be on our show tomorrow. Duraflow water filter replacements are now available via dropship at the Power Mall. These water replacements will fit your Berkey's water filter. And of course, the Miracle 2 neutralizer powder, which makes a gallon. You can save money on shipping by buying the powder concentrate instead. We also, because a few of you requested it, we were listening. We got you the Purely C bulk powder from North American Urban Spice. All the Strauss Naturals products are now available on dropship. You can call the Power Hour and we'll place your order for you if you don't want to do it on your own. Anyway, auto ship is available as well. You can save 10%. Lock it in. In addition to the weekly promotions, we are now offering the daily deal. And you can look at that at thepowermall.com if you have internet. If you don't, well, you know, we have a toll-free number, 877-817-9829. Request a catalog and be on your way and get healthy again, right? All right, so the top five, we were talking about the Maui wildfire, the death toll climbing to 111. Thousands of island residents are without housing. Much of Lahaina destroyed, as well as Kula. And again, you ask yourself, why two isolated areas? Why wasn't that beach resort hotel destroyed? Why wasn't the governor's mansion destroyed? Why were houses all around it destroyed? And you're going to use the narrative that Hurricane Dora blew the winds around the hotel and blew the winds around the governor's mansion? Really? This is what you're going to feed us? This is the crap you're going to feed us and expect us to believe this? We're a little smarter than that. After you came out and told us all about where this disease came from and how we needed to take the jab to save us, and then come to find out everybody was either getting, you know, paid off, which they were, and Pfizer was bribing media and paying big money to get it out there so the government would be forced to buy all their junk medicine, which was the actual bioweapon. And people are going, oh, no, you're wrong. That wasn't about it. Well, go take another booster for me, would you? How do we know that all our politicians didn't just get a placebo, get saline? How do we know that didn't happen? You know, it's really funny that they're all still around. Notice no politician out there is dropping dead of COVID. You notice that? Gee, I wonder why. Yeah, if they took the jab, you know, like they said, everybody else has to. Yeah, we got an executive order out there. The moron, the hair sniffer. Oh, you got to love this. He opened his remarks at the White House yesterday by telling the kids in the audience that he knows of great ice cream places, Daddy owes you one, and to come see him after the speech. Yeah, before he began, he told those in attendance, I want to say one thing to your kids. Yeah, And what was that besides I know great ice cream places? What are you really thinking in the back of your mind, Joe? Which ones you want to snip their hair or diddle? Is that what you're thinking, Joe? What a deviant. That sounds like a deviant. Doesn't it sound like a deviant to you? He's running the White House. No, he's not. He's a useful tool for Obama and deep state. It's what he is. Yep. Oh, my. Weird as it may be. Oh, and if you live in Chicago, especially outside Chicago, well, the mayor, Mr. Democrat himself, Brandon Johnson, is considering a plan in which the city would bus the border crossers and illegal aliens into the burbs.
Moving on up to the east side.
Yeah. Just imagine being in the burbs in a nice, peaceful community. All of a sudden, you're invaded by illegal aliens and border crossers that don't have a place to stay, that don't have any food, that ran out of money, that are in hock to the cartels, and they're coming soon to a doorstep near you. Yeah. How's that going to sit? Wait till he tried breaking into your home. What are you going to do then? Let him in? Yeah, let them all camp out in the living room. Why not? Sounds like a great. Let them eat all your food. Well, I got to go to the grocery store. You guys just make yourselves comfortable. Yeah, like that's going to go down, especially when they break in your front door. How's that going to work? Because, see, not all of them are peaceful, loving people. A lot of them are MS-13 gang members and criminals, and they let them loose all throughout America, expecting we the people to just, whatever, sit on your butt, do nothing, right? Jeff in North Carolina, how are you?
Hey, Dave, good morning. Hey, good to hear you, man. You're hitting on all cylinders, brother. You're getting my daily dose of the toxicity here, brother.
Debauchery in the government.
Hey, I appreciate you. I wanted to say a couple things, Dave. You got you hit on some real good stuff. First off, you're talking about the jabs and people that are brainwashed getting these jabs. I have a respectable relative now who's a retired military person. Him and his wife were having physical issues, and we were on an outing a couple weeks ago. And I tried to tell, he's about the same age as me, I'm 62, and I tried to tell him, I asked him, I said, did you get vaxxed or boosted or anything? And he's like, oh, yeah, we got both. We got vaxxed and boosted. I said, are you kidding me? And I tried to have a conversation, Dave, and it was like talking to the wall. I'm like, man, why are you getting boosted for? And he's looking at me, you know, like I'm crazy or something. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I know people now that all of a sudden are showing up with cancer, and it's like they can't figure out why, and you don't want to tell them, look, maybe it was because you got the jab. You don't want to have that conversation. You're afraid. It's almost like the unvaxxed have more protection because of herd immunity than the vaxxed do. I just am like, and when you hear about what happened with the CDC and all those people at the meeting, and the outbreak of COVID just all of a sudden overcame, and they're all vaccinated. You got to love the stupidity. See, that's what I mean. I had a probation officer once tell me that 99% of everybody that works in the government believes what the government tells it. Now, boy, you know you're off to a bad start there.
Oh, yeah. That'd be like talking to the wall. But that was what it was like. And it's like you're not talking to somebody is just somebody that hasn't given their services. You're talking to a respectable person, but still they still won't listen. But it really is amazing. And you're only saying it because you really care about them. I have a person. I have a person that I talked to last week in church that they told me their two grandparents dropped dead. One of them dropped dead, and then the other one dropped dead 2 weeks later.
And nobody's talking about how that happened.
No. And he told me both of them got vax and boosted and everything, and nobody's saying anything. But nope. And here's something else, Dave. You had that guest on yesterday and the day before, and the one was talking about the flight out of the big cities, the white flight out of the big cities. Let me tell you about something that happened to me. I used to live in Jacksonville, Florida, and in the 2000s, early 2000s, and I was working for AAA, and Jacksonville is one of the biggest cities in the United States, and I was working for AAA for a short period of time, and I went out on a call. And, you know, most people, you go out on a call to help them, they're going to be there with their arms wide open and hands out and saying, thank you, God bless you, and everything. That's what you expect. But I go out on this call, and I'm pulling up on this African-American gentleman, and this guy's calling me names, threatening me. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to help you. What is your problem? I mean, and this guy would not stop. And I never forgot that, Dave. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, it sticks with you. It does. It sticks with you. But this is the thing. We have been now so programmed to turn on each other at the first opportunity. Nobody gets anywhere with this narrative. This isn't working. I mean, the federal government has succeeded if this is going to be the continuum in America, because of the fact that I've got 2 minutes left before the break and we got a whole host of docs coming on. I appreciate your call, Jeff. God bless you, man. This is one of the people that's awake on this show, folks, that's listening to what's going on. He gets it. A federal judge, by the way, that claimed former President Trump might flee if he learned of a secret warrant. We're talking about the emails and stuff. That would give him an opportunity to destroy evidence, change patterns of behavior, notify comrades, flee from prosecution. You really think that Judge Burl Howell would have a little bit more sense and look at what's going on with the other three cases or four cases, whatever the case may be? You know, Jack Smith's team comes in and says, well, Your Honor, we have to keep this secret. And so please enter a non-disclosure order. Judge Howell, by the way, appointed by Barack Obama. So they don't want to notify the target accounts of what's going on because Trump might flee. You really think that's the case, Judge? I think you got a fuse about that short, given what you did with all the J6 defendants. I'm a little shocked that you're even a judge. Of course, Alan Dershowitz has come out and said that the latest indictment in Georgia, perhaps even the three others, amount to nothing. First of all, nobody should take at all seriously there was a grand jury indictment. It means nothing. It's the prosecutor who indicted him. The best evidence of that was on the website before the grand jury even voted. And, of course, he thinks that, you know, bad and fast convictions for Trump, but, you know, they're going to overcome it on appeal. Pretty crazy stuff, huh? Well, we're going to get started with the Healing for the Ages crew, Dr. Janice Schmidt, joining us after the bottom of the hour break here. If you want to find out how to stay healthy, stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Of course, now I gave you the big hype, the big promo, the big buildup at the beginning of the show. And before we got into the news and about Biden's hair sniffing escapades, he's the one that basically said we're in an emergency, and everybody thinks we might have a climate emergency coming up because he just about did that and the left panicked. And we all know about, they're making people in Maui sick. We've already talked about all that. Now we've got a new angle here. And matter of fact, Jeff from North Carolina called up to talk to us a bit about people he knows that got jabbed. There's people I know that got jabbed, and many of them are dead. Many of them are having prion disease type of things hitting them. People I've talked to from our local hangouts, grandmas, grandpas, they all bought into the government's narrative and went out and got the jab and got boosted, and their face swelled up. Yep. Big problem. There's probably at least 30 or 40 different adverse events that are happening to people. And Pfizer, of course, has been paying off the media and billing the government for billions of dollars and making itself rich at our expense. And see, the people that we're going to have on today during the course of the rest of the show today are all affiliated with an upcoming event happening September 8th and 9th at the Hilton Granite Park in Dallas. And if you can't attend in person, this show is called Healing for the Ages. It'll be streamed worldwide, and you can go to healingfortheages.com. I already did. I got the website pulled up right now. And there are four doctors that are going to be speaking at this event. I know that I told you that Priscilla Romans from Graith Care is she's probably going to be hanging out at that event because she hangs out at all the major events. Priscilla's a great lady. I love her. Dr. Janice Schmidt joins us this morning. She's one of the major speakers that's going to be up bright and early at this event in Dallas. And those of you who want to register can go to healingfortheages.com. Use the promo code Power Hour. All right. That's what you do when you register. All right. Got that. Good morning, Dr. Schmidt. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, when I first saw the write-up, I'm going, well, let's see. Who do I know? I've interviewed Dr. Group a number of times. I've met Dr. Artis multiple times in person and had chats with him, especially at the Halt Hospital homicide event where he and I both were. And, you know, he has a magical way of getting the audience to laugh but to take things seriously. Tell me about what it is that you're going to be talking about at this event.
Well, at Healing for the Ages, we're all going to come together to empower people with natural ways to help heal. So I'm a naturopath, and so everything I do is with God-given remedies, God-given things. And so we're going to give people tools, easy and accessible tools to help their bodies heal and stay well. And there's some key things that people need to know. And if you know what these avenues of harm are, you can avoid them. And if you know what these avenues of help are, then you can go after them.
So you know and agree that we have been attacked with a bioweapon, correct?
Yes, absolutely. This is not a natural substance, and there's more than just one thing that's coming at us. And we need to be able to identify them, but not be afraid. We don't need to walk in fear, because there's literally no evil thing that man can do that our God-given bodies and our God can't overcome.
Okay. I like these short and sweet answers. They make for great interviews. Because nobody gives me, Janet, Dr. Schmidt, nobody gives me talking points. It's all because of the fact if I hadn't started to look into this stuff when it first happened, and my day came when I drove by this golf course and saw all these cars lined up under tents with ambulances sitting down at the end of the cavalcade of cars. And they're all rolling their windows down, getting jabbed. And I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot believe what I'm seeing. And this is in Florida, of all places. And of course, they lock you down. I mean, look at all the senior citizens that have retired there, that are living there, that bought into the government's narrative. When did you discover something wasn't right?
I knew from the very beginning. This is a world that I'm not involved in. I've seen corruption for many, many years. My father was a physician, and he was seeing things happen that just didn't sit right with him. And so I've seen it since I was a child. And my mom was a hippie, so, you know, she's protesting all the stuff the government's doing. Anyway, I got it from both sides, and I knew right away. I wasn't a fan of pharmaceuticals anyway, and when this came out and when there was such urgency, oh, you have to get this right away before we even really know what it is, I knew there was something wrong. And how coercion and forcing and bribing, you know, oh, here's a gift card, you know, here's a donut, get a shot. I thought, this is insane. So immediately I started sharing my concerns. You know, before I even knew what we were talking about, I started sharing my concerns. And then I met some amazing people through this. So, you know, I'm a naturopath. I'm doing my thing. I have some doctors, some other doctors I can work with. But for the most part, naturopaths have been an island in this country. We just do our thing and help people naturally. But suddenly, my world opened up. And because the SARS-CoV-2 virus, like, they weren't sure how to handle it, and there weren't medications that were known for this, or when they did figure out which ones worked, they couldn't get them because the pharmacists were blocking them, because the government was blocking them. So many of my MD friends were turning to me saying, oh my goodness, what do we do? How do we handle this? So thankfully, I mean, I didn't know how it was going to turn out, but thankfully through all of our research and suggestions, I had over 5,000 people come to me with you know, this illness in varying degrees, varying ages, and everyone healed. No one died. No one went to the hospital. No one has long COVID. We use no medications, only naturals. And I think that sort of put me on the map, so to speak. I kind of like to do things behind the scenes, but suddenly I was thrust to the forefront and was just, people were like, how are you doing? What are you using? How are you using it? So that was pretty exciting to be able to help people on such a large scale. And I continue to do so. And that was just for the illness. I also met Dr. Mei Li Yan, lovely, wonderful woman, the Chinese whistleblower doctor from the Wuhan lab. So she shared quite a bit of information, and her bravery was really, really inspiring. So I'm doing this. I'm going to jump right in with 2 feet and help as many people as I possibly can, dispel fear and bring hope that you can do this, you can get over this, and you can be stronger for it. And a lot of it is preventative, is getting ready for anything, getting ready for those things we don't know what's coming, but we're going to be strong, mind, body, and soul, to take it on.
All right, so you obviously saw our government and their pushback on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
Yes.
And the funny thing about it is that, you know, a lot of people that actually got COVID didn't really get the Z-Pak and the prednisone until at the very end of the cycle when the doctors there knew. I mean, did you see this protocol front and center as it was being promoted by the mainstream doctors out there?
So I have a wide group of friends, and it's growing in the area of health and healing. But the doctors that were totally mainstream before, that were coming to me asking me for help, as soon as remdesivir came out, as soon as you know the shots rolled out, as soon as they stopped consulting me, like, oh, we got it now, we got it, we have our medicines, we don't need your advice anymore. I'm like, wait, this isn't helping. This is just making the problem worse. But there were several that we stayed in the same camp going, yep, this isn't the answer. We're going to keep digging. So, yeah, I did see it front and center. Alarming.
Well, yeah. And Sherry Tenpenny just got her license suspended by the Ohio Medical Board because they didn't like her answers. And, you know, it's unfortunate. We can't get her back on the show again for some strange reason. This platform is always open to frontline doctors everywhere. We've had a number of them on, including Dr. Artis multiple times and Dr. Group multiple times. So the thing is that, you know, we understand a lot of what's going on, and you and I are on the same page on a lot of different things. See, some of these, the naturopathic things, because I just had Dr. Mark Richards on, and he was talking about getting the injection of the testosterone pellets. And of course, everybody's got a protocol somewhere. Do you see the protocols out there between naturopathic and what people like Dr. Artis, Dr. Ely, and Dr. Group, who are going to be joining us later in the show, anything different about their protocols from what you would do as a naturopath?
Yes, actually. Our model looks different. We look at the way the body works, and we want to heal what's wrong from the root. Whereas most of the allopathic doctors were taught to look at the problem and then what pharmaceutical will mask that symptom or dumb it down or dull it. So the whole approach is different, and that's what we are going to be teaching at Healing for the Ages. It's literally teaching how to recognize what's going on in your body and how to help solve those root problems for good. You know, we're looking for healing. We're not just looking for masking or just getting by. We want people to be their absolute best. So I don't even use the word protocol. We use suggestions or lifestyle. And one protocol isn't going to be right for every person that has the same illness. Every person's going to be different. So it's kind of hard to say this one size fits all in a protocol. So I hesitate to even go down that road of protocol. And then if you do look down that road of protocol, a lot of the supplements that are being suggested, I won't even talk about pharmaceuticals, but a lot of the supplements that are being suggested are poor quality. And then you're doing your body a disservice by giving your body poor quality supplements. You have to get high quality supplements in order for it to heal or do its job. So I do have some issues with some of the protocols out there. For the most part, I feel like everyone's really working hard to help people get well. There's so many wonderful people out there, but there are people who are capitalizing on this for money, and they don't care about the quality. They're just looking for a dollar, and that's scary. We're going to try and help people know key questions that they can ask to interview health professionals so they can get the right one to work for them.
Yeah, that's been a big thing. That's why, you know, we did so much research at the Power Mall, which, by the way, opens in 15 minutes, folks, Central Time here. It's 1:45, 8 a.m. Central here where we are. And, of course, we're on the phone with Dr. Janice Schmidt. And this whole scenario, I'm never at a loss for words here, but the thing is when you come up with stuff and then some other doctor comes up with stuff and then you have to rely on what's in the mainstream market. It's like, you know, people were saying, well, take baby aspirin, take NAC, you know, N-acetylcysteine, take some of this stuff, take this on a daily basis, take the aspirin at night. And I'm like, do you feel any better? We're finding that people that actually got even the half shot of Moderna, were getting sick with E. coli and all sorts of other garbage and other diseases that normally they would be able to, within a day or two or maybe a week, get over, but they're bedridden for a month. And I'm like, okay, this virus, and it wasn't just the virus, it was the jab itself that has, you think that really is restructuring their DNA from what you've seen and heard?
Well, I have to tell you, so these doctors in this group that we're in, we have this ongoing thread, emails, texts, phone calls. We're digging in, we're finding research, and we're finding things that are right there on the NIH, on these documents that are giving us the answers to what's going on here. And it's not necessarily a restructuring of the DNA the way we've known it in the past, but it is a restructuring of the cells. And Dr. Artis has come. I'm going to let him share this because it's a bombshell. It's absolutely amazing what's happened with the way the shots have worked with. They use plasmids. I won't go into it too much, but they use plasmids to take out a slice of their genes, put something else in, and then it tells the gene to do this. This is called, you know, CRISPR technology. It's mRNA technology. This has been around for a while, but now they're telling your body to make something else. And what it's telling you to make is shocking. So I'm going to leave this for Dr. Artis because this is definitely his find, and it's really amazing. But knowing what's happening to the body, knowing what the mechanism is the biggest thing, because then we can figure out how to stop it, how to reverse it, how to heal it. I remember, when we were talking about spike protein, this is what's happening with the shot, and everyone's chasing the spike protein. How do we stop it? And that's important. It is important to help stop the damage from the glycospike protein. But what's causing it to be produced? How do we silence that? How do we stop that? That's the key. So that's how we think differently. That's how natural healers, natural doctors think differently, and how we're trained. It's just the way we operate. And I feel like this is where the healing comes.
Well, see, and I understand that because a lot of people don't want to, after everything that's been happening right now and their doctor saying, you need to take the jab. And they're like, you're full of the proverbial caca, doc. There's no way you're sticking that needle in me. Stick one in yourself for me. I don't need it. And you see all of these people being affected by it. Friends of mine who have had the jab have dropped dead. It's not a pleasant thing. Everybody's been affected by this. We have people calling the show whose loved ones won't have anything to do with them anymore because they're unvaccinated, because they were awake at the time, like yourself. So, you know, and some people, they look at this thing and they go, I just want to do whatever it is holistically that I can do with whatever supplements I can do. And then we find out, oh, they're shedding. How do we stop that? You know, here we have an aerosolized bioweapon that people have gotten the jab. And when you hear about what happened at the CDC conference of all those vaccinated folk out there, and the outbreak was worse than what they said, they had to downplay that because it would have blown their narrative clean out of the water. But see, then again, people are looking at the idea of, okay, well, how do we stop? Can we use naturopathic products to stop what's happening with the shedding going on? Because we know that's happening. We know that if you hang around vaccinated people too long and they happen to sneeze into the air, or you get too close, or you're touching, I don't know how serious this is. I don't think anybody knows because we were lied to up front. What do you know about this?
Well, so this is a phenomenon. I generally call it transmission. You can shedding of a true viral nature, something that happens in nature, does happen, and then you can actually catch the virus. But this isn't the same exact mechanisms. So I usually refer to it as transferring of some sort, transmission. And yes, you know, when I was first privy to this, I had many, many women coming into me. They were covered in bruises. They did not receive the shots. They were bleeding, nosebleeds. Just, it was insane. I thought, what is going on? And all of them either lived with someone, spouse, somebody close to them, caregiver for someone who had received shots, boosters, et cetera, or someone who worked in an industry where their hands were on people. My dentist, in fact, was one of them, or a massage therapist, and they were just saying these things were happening. So that's when I started digging in with some other brilliant people, and we came up with this is what was happening, is that there was some sort of transmission, and spike proteins were able to infect other people temporarily. And I even had women who were postmenopausal starting periods again. I'm like, what is happening here? Miscarriages. Oh, my goodness. The number of miscarriages. So one of the things I do is I help people with fertility. I help, give people advice, what to do, what to avoid. And then, you know, they have babies. And it's pretty amazing. But
you have not to interrupt, but you do have a book coming out called The Fertility Formula, right?
I do, yes. Yeah, we're hoping by the end of the year, by Christmas, that should be out. So, and a lot of those, you know, most of those tips that I give are in there because so many of them are universal, you know, things to avoid, things to include, and then ways to fine-tune it for each person. So, yes, when all these young mamas are getting pregnant, and it's what they've been working towards, and then they are around others who've had the shots recently, it was heartbreaking, the numbers of miscarriages, and it continues. I get emails and calls every day, can't seem to have a baby because of these miscarriages, and these are from people who didn't take the shot and those who did. So, and just a side note, for those people who did receive a shot, whether it's the man or the woman, I don't take them on as fertility clients. I will consult with them on their health because there's a lot of things that have to get in balance first before we even talk about fertility. But if someone is completely, you know, without those shots, then I will take them on as fertility clients. But so I saw all this happening, and I just started digging in and lots of research, lots of talking. And then I had, you know, wonderful people that were willing to try these naturals to see if it worked. And sure enough, we found all kinds of wonderful, easy things, something as simple as green tea, dandelion root, these things that are good for you anyway, were protecting the body from the shedding, from the transmission. And, you know, the bruises cleared up, people's cycles were back on track. And I actually worked with Dr. Christiane Northrup. She has some incredible information on this. I learned so much from her. And we were able to help people protect themselves, help young moms. So, you know, my main thing was for the young moms was to avoid those people at all, you know, at all costs, like everything you can do to avoid those people so you don't have harm. And then afterwards, how to protect the baby as well. So, lots, we've learned so much in the last few years. It's just insane. It's like a nonstop roller coaster of information.
Well, speaking of information, Dr. Schmidt, the FDA, of course, just now came out and says, oh, yes, pregnant women should get the booster. And I'm like, You people are really sick and twisted up there. They're really expecting all these women. There are still people out there that put their faith in government instead of God. And I got a real problem with that. James Thorpe has been on this show. He's a doctor that's also been seeing the same things in pregnant women that you have been, and seeing the miscarriages and everything else, and actually cataloged this stuff and was talking about this months ago. But anyway, JanusAllNatural.com is your website. And we appreciate your being on the show with us this morning, Dr. Schmidt. She'll be one of the speakers at the Healing for the Ages conference, September 8th and 9th in the Hilton Granite Park Hotel in Dallas, Texas. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Dave. Keep up the great work. We so appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you, too. Thank you for everything you do. We will be back with Priscilla Romans after the break. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.